One of those was Ken Barton, the executive director of the Florida Peanut Producers Association. He was asked how the new farm bill fared for peanut growers.
Well, in any legislation, there's good and bad. For the most part, this was a good farm bill. However, there's a few farmers left out across the nation that are not going to participate in the safety net, so to speak, of this farm bill. But overall, it's a good farm bill. It's going to work well. It provides that safety net in a conservative way. The budget for the bill is much less than we've had in previous years, and we have to be mindful of that as well, you know, that because we're Americans too, and we've got to do our part in helping balance this huge, out-of-control federal deficit.
Another topic of discussion at the Peanut Conference was the Waters of the U.S. rule. As Barton said, that's an issue many farmers are really paying attention to.
They're getting involved in their local water boards and also any community meeting, especially in the water basins, the watershed basins. They're getting involved to share their input, their thoughts, and that's the first step. First, you've got to get involved and take part in some of those negotiations, because some of the regulations that were being handed down are unrealistic. So that's where we need the farmers involved, and I encourage everybody to get involved in those water issues.
And how does the peanut crop look here in Florida right now?
Actually, the crop here in Florida looks really good at this point. We were a little later planting, but the crop has recovered from that really well. We're on schedule. So at this point, the crop looks good. We're getting rains in the Panhandle and Central Florida, North Florida as well. So we're in a good position right now.
Barton said peanut acres in Florida are up slightly from last year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.